on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Time of the cost of Rachmona Oleha. So now we know that from Oleha, that just like where it says by Yivomo Yavo Oleha, it's talking about Yibum, and still the Torah said Achos Vetzror Oleha, that you're not allowed to marry the Erva, even B'makom Yibum. So all other Arayas we learn from Achos Isha. But if you didn't say that, I would say that you make Yibum even to an Erva. My time. What would be the Havamina? I need a prophet to tell me that you can't make Yibum B'makom Erva. Why would I think you could? If you didn't have a prophet telling me you can't. I'm reading Osi Essay V'Dochalosase. As I would say, the essay of Yibum is Doche V'Losase of the Erva. Gemara says, Emer Damrin Osi Essay V'Dochalosase Losase Greda. Where do we know Essay Dochalosase? That's like what's it called, a regular essay and a regular Losase. Losase Sheesh Bokoris V'Dochit. And it's not Doche Losase Sheesh Bokoris. Right? So, that wouldn't be a Havamina, that the essay of Yibum would be Docha, the Losase of Arayas, because in Losase Sheesh Bokoris, and there you don't say Essay Docha Losase. They ask, Lechora, now that we do have a Pasuk, that what's it called, that you need a Pasuk to tell me that Yibum is not Docha, why Taka, don't we learn from Yibum, that why don't, what's it called, no, why, yeah, why don't we learn from Yibum Stam? Every Yibum is Docha the Yisur Kares of Achos of Eish Yisachi, right, your sister-in-law. So why don't we learn from Yibum Stam? Forget about Yibum where there's an extra erva. That we have a pasuk. But regular Yibum, the essay of Yibum is Docha the Lav which Yesh Bo Kares of Eish Yisachi. So why don't you learn from there that Eish Docha Lo Sasi Afilu Yesh Bo Kares? So Tosus asks his kasha, and he says that Yibum is different because mitzvah so bekach. That's the way you do the mitzvah. This is not a dechia. Right? The Torah said there's a mitzvah of Yibum. The mitzvah of Yibum is only where it's your sister-in-law. There's no other way. So it's not that it happens to come out that it's docha lav. That is what the mitzvah is. The Ramban says a little bit differently. Some say, the Minchas Chinuch says the Ramban and Tosfos say the same thing, and some say they do different things. But the Ramban says by Yibum it's not a dechia. Dechia means there's a lav and there's an essay, and the essay pushes away the lav. But over here it's hutra. It's not that there's a mitzvah pushing it away. That's what the mitzvah is. Some say that's what Tosfos meant also. Some say no, that's not what Tosfos meant. Whatever. Okay, but those are the two basic answers why we don't learn from Yibum that essay dochalosa say shebekares, because by Yibum it's not a dechia. It's either that's the way the mitzvah always is, that's a tzuras ha-mitzvah. Now why regular case does essay dochalosa say? So the Ramban says because an essay is ava sashem, and a losa say is yira sashem, and ava is stronger than yira, so ava pushes away the... Others say that the essay is a something you do bekumbi asay. Right, that's more chamor than something that you're over by not doing something. Okay, that's what's it called? A lav, you're makayim by not doing it, and the essay you are makayim by doing it. Doing something is better than just not being makayim a mitzvah by not doing something. Okay, in any case, so that's, and some say that every essay dochalosa say is the idea of hutra that the Torah said in the case of a mitzvah. The lav doesn't apply. And many shalom achronim argue on that, that essay dochalosas is not just a dechia. According to this, not docha, it's just, there's never no lav. Torah didn't say lav him in a place of an essay. Right? That's not called dechia. You know, you could say what they mean is that l'chatchila, Torah said that the inyan of an essay is docha, all the inyanim of lavim. It's not on that specific thing it's docha, but the concept is that it's docha. Memela, there's no lav.
Okay. So like sitters and shadnis.
Yeah, that's what we're getting to in a second. Okay, so Mara says, the su, lo sase greater min olin dochi. How do you know a regular essay is docha, regular lo sase? Lo sase, shiosh bokores, it's not docha. And therefore, lechora, there shouldn't be a havamina that by yibum, where there's another erva, where that's not the way that the mitzvah is done. Right? In other words, you could have a mitzvah of Yibum without her being an extra erva, just being a sister-in-law. So, why would I say that it's docha, that extra iser also? Right? Because it's a lo sase sheyesh bo koris. And not only that, where do you know bechlau that eser docha lo sase? Well, it says, d'chsiv, where do we know that eser docha lo sase? Lo sil b'shatneis gedilim ta'aselecha. The fact is, the Torah said, and the next pasuk says, Gedilim Tasalacha. So it comes to tell me that you can't wear shatneis, but in tzitzis you could. And Rabbi Lazar said, how do we know that smuchim is a legitimate way of darshan the Torah? The fact that two things are right next to each other, it's not a hekesh. A hekesh is where in the same pasuk you have two things mentioned together. But this is smuchim where they're not in the same pasuk. They're just two psukim that are next to each other. How do we know that's not one of the yud gimel midos shatorin nidreshes for him? That's a machlokus, whether we darshan with this or not. And it could be that it's an extension of a hekesh. Smuchim is like an extension of a hekesh. So there's a machlokus whether smuchim is included in a hekesh or not included in a hekesh. So it says, shenemar, smuchim lo'ad lo'olam asuyim be'emes v'yosher. Pasuk says, smuchim are made, the emes of the yosher is a hint to this idea that if two things in the Torah are put next to each other, they're to learn one from the other. Learn one of something to, that from the fact that they're said together. Rashi, lo suba shatneis, Rashi before, yeah. My time of a halo bekoris koyalo. Right? Why would I think, if I didn't have a pasuk telling me that you can't be miyabim in erva, why would I think you could? Maishi she's asher bekoris. The asi esay di yibum, the dochi es lo sase, the mikro yalfina the asi esay, the docha lo sase. Because you learn from a pasuk that an esay is docha lo sase. So I might think over here the same thing. The Mordechai says, no. The only pasuk we have that esay docha lo sase is by a regular lav, not a lav sheyesh bekoris. So that can't be the reason why I think it was mutter if I didn't have the pasuk. So we didn't answer that question yet. And then the Gemara got off sidetracked, and where do we know bechlal esay docha lo sase? And that's what we're going to go through. Now, lo suba shatneis the somet le gedilim tasalecha the darshin and smuchin the sharin and kilayim betzitzis. You're not allowed to wear shatneis, but in the case of tzitzis, you can. Alma osi esei the docha lo sase. You see that an essay is docha lo sase. The essay of wearing tzitzis is docha the lo sase of what's it called of wearing shatneis. The Omer of Sheshes Omer of Elazar, Mishum Reb Elazar ben Azaria, Menayin li Yavama Shenoslef Ne Muka Shchin, She'ein Chos Minosa. Now, how do you know if a Yavama fell to a brother who was a Muka Shchin? Right? He's a leper. So he's disgusting. She'ein Chos Minosa. We don't shut her mouth from having a recourse to say, I don't want this guy. How do we know we don't shut up her mouth? The smichus between the iser of what's it called of being chosem a shor while it's threshing to close up its mouth that it can't eat. You're not allowed to do that. You have to let it eat while it threshes. And right after that, it says yavama the whole union of yibum yeshu achim yachdo. So we learn just like you don't shut a shor's mouth, or you can't shut this woman's mouth up. If the yibum would be very not good for her, the Omer of Yosef, I feel the man below Doris smuchim the alma, even the one who doesn't darshan smuchim in the rest of the Torah, the Mishnah Torah Doris in Devarim, you are Doris smuchim. The Hor of Yehuda be alma lo Doris, with the Mishnah Torah Doris, because of Yehuda in the other Sfarim isn't Doris smuchim, but in Mishnah Torah he is. And Tosfos says, what's the difference between Mishnah Torah and the rest of the Torah, right? That in the Mishnah Torah, the fact is that every, what's it called, every case where there are psukim, one next to the other, with darshim smuchim, it's both muchach, that it has to be that that's why the Torah put it together, or it's mufna, that there's no other way of learning it. But we'll see in one second that where it's mufna and muchach, then you're darish smuchim. So in Mishnah Torah, it's always like that. That's what Tosfos says. And the other Sfarim, sometimes it's not muchach from the fact that, again, there's other reasons why they're put next to each other, not to learn one from the other. And others say that there's a difference in how they were written. Mishnah Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu said the things first, And then the Rabbanu Shel Olam said, we're making this into Torah. It's like Paro said something, right? Paro didn't say Torah. But the Rabbanu Shel Olam then said that what Paro said, I'm making it into Torah. He dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu and it became Torah. But not that Paro said Torah. But after Paro said it, the Rabbanu Shel Olam said, we're putting this in the Torah in this way, that becomes Torah. That's the same way Mishnah Torah was written. Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own, and then the Torah made it into Torah. The Rabbanu Shel Olam, could be that Moshe Rabbeinu had the shin of speaking from his mouth when he said Mishnah Torah. But he was the one who initiated it. All the rest of the Torah, the Rabbanu Shel Olam initiated to begin with. Moshe was just like a scribe. So in the other ones, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, it initiated by the Rabbanu Shel Olam. By the Rabbanu Shel Olam, there's no time. So ein muktam mamukha batorah. So the fact that two things are next to each other is no raya, that's the way that they were meant to be. Right? Because by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, time is not an issue. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, time is an issue. So by Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore, the order is an ikkar. There must be a reason why he put it in this order, and then the Torah made it, the way the Moshe said, to teach us from the smuchim. Verse says, "Ba'al menon v'lo dorish." How do you know Rabbi Yehuda is not dorish smuchim in the other svarim? Itanya, Benazi Omer, Nemar machshefa lo sechaya, Benemar kol sholche even behema mos yumos. Right? It says machshefa lo sechaya, and right after that it says anybody who has relations with an animal dies. Some who inyan lo put these two things together, mas sholche even behema beskila. Right? Just like the onesh for a person who has relations with an animal is skila, af mechashefa beskila, so too the onesh for a machshefa is skila. Omer le Rabbi Yehuda v'chimekneshe somchu inyan lo, no chizel skila, just because they're put next to each other, we should learn from that you should give him the most chomer, misa of skila, right? That's not a legitimate way of learning from the Torah, just because two things are next to each other. Ela, there's another way we know that it's skila. Ela ovi yedoni b'chlal machashefim hayu, and ovi and yedoni are different kinds of machashefim, right? The lama yatsu, why were they mentioned specifically? They could have been included in the umbrella called machshefa. Their oven yadoni is a kind of machshefa. So why did they have to separate them and mention them separately? Yatsu lahakish lahem v'loma lachazim. One of the midos shatoran dreshes is dover she yatsu min haklal lo lalamed al atzmo yatsu el lalamed al haklal kula yatsu. Right? If you have a klal and then you have something that was part of that klal and is mentioned by itself. So it doesn't come to teach it by itself, it teaches it on the whole cloud. So by Ovi Yedoni, it says Skila. Ma Ovi Yedoni B'Skila, At Machshefa B'Skila. So here we see that Rav Yehuda did not learn Smuchin. He had to learn from Ovi Yedoni, from Dover Sheyotzim in Aklau, that a Machshefa is Chayiv Skila, and not from the Smuchin between Shochev in Behema and Machshefa Lo Sechayiv. Rashi. Ein chosmin, ein sosmin tainoseha lekofa l'shyabim lo. We don't shut her mouth and not listen to her complaint, what's it called, to say that she doesn't want to marry this guy. No, just the opposite. Lekofin oso lachlo, v'cholet. We force him to give chalitza, not yibum. How do you know you don't close her mouth, right, and not listen to her tainus? How do you know that you have to listen to her and she gets chalitza, not yibum? We don't force her to live with this guy. Chosmin lishin lekra konakat the yolif lam lechasso. Really, because it said sosmin tainosel, but he used the lashon of the chasima, what we're learning from. Just like you don't shut an ox's mouth, you don't shut her mouth either. The somich lei alma darshin and smuchim, the gabi kilai betzitzis mami darshin. So you see that we learn smuchim.
Doesn't make a difference if it's in the same parsha or
in the... No, doesn't make a difference. The Mishnah Torah Darish, the high smuch in the kilayim b'tzitzis, the Mishnah Torah hu, the darshina. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you don't darshin smuchim regularly, but in Devarim you do, this pasuk is in Devarim, so everybody darshin smuchim in Devarim. Some hu inyin lo, so now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshin smuchim in the rest of the Torah? Inyan ha parsha smucha parshas mechashet es shochev in behema the gabi hadodik sivei. Right, they're said one after the other. So the fact that the Torah put the parsha of mechashefa after the parsha of having relations with an animal, and we know having relations with animals skila, So same thing with the machshefa. Machshefa lo shechaya, the sefer ve'ele shmos. And this is in shmos, not in Devarim. Ma shochev in behem of a skila, the seed ba'isha hanirbas, says by a woman who has relations with a male animal, the behema, the mayhem bomb. It says that you kill them and the mayhem bomb. And the chol de mayhem bomb is skila. Whenever it says in the Torah de mayhem bomb, it means skila. Why? The gamrina me over yidoni. The seed behu yirgimu osam de mayhem bomb. By over yidoni, it says the mayhem bomb, right? The yirgimu osam de mayhem bomb. So by skila, it uses the lashon de mayhem bomb. Wherever it uses the lashon de mayhem bomb means skila. So that's how I know that living with an animal is skila. And the mele, now it's next to the parasha machashefa, so machashefa is also the skila. Notzi zeh machashef v'skila shi misa chamur mikula. So Yehuda said, no, just because they're written next to each other, we should learn that you give skila, the most chamur death penalty, to machashefa, just because they're next to each other, just because next to each other doesn't prove anything. So you see, he doesn't darsh and smuch him in Sefer Shmos, at least. Bechlau machshefa, so how does he know that a machshefa is chayef skila? Shenemar lo sechaya, right? It says, what's it called? Machashefa lo sechaya, meaning all different kinds of machashefim. Lahaki shalem, so why did it have to mention Ov and Yedoni separately? Shezum midah b'Torah, this is one of the shloshes for midos that everybody agrees to. Kol dover shoya bechlau, the yotza min haklau lalameid, lalameid alasmo yotza, lalameid ala klau kula yotza. You have something that, if the Torah wouldn't have mentioned it specifically, it would have been part of a general thing that the Torah spoke about. And then the Torah said it specifically and didn't rely on the klau, and there's a special din that's said by that specific thing that wasn't said by the klau. So the limud is that whatever applies to that specific thing applies to the whole klau. Okay. The Mishnah Torah Minolin Darshina, the Darish. So now we know that Rabbi Yehuda is not Doresh Smuchim in the rest of the Torah. Right? So how do you know he's Darish and Smuchim in Mishnah Torah? Tishnan. No say Adam Anusas Aviv, but Mufutas Aviv. Anusas Beno, Mufutas Beno. Rabbi Yehuda Oser, Banusas Aviv, but Mufutas Aviv. A person's allowed to marry a woman that his father lived with, but not with marriage. Out of marriage. That's Anusas Aviv. Or a woman that his son lived with out of marriage. Okay, that's what the Tanakhama says. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to live with a woman that your father lived with even out of marriage. Okay, you're not allowed to, ever live with her. The Omer of Gidl, Omer Rab, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you're not allowed to live with a woman that your father... Because all the arayas of a father is talks about isha, like we said before, means derech ishus, that the father lived with a woman. Eishas aviv, right? You can't live with the wife of your father. That's only if she was his wife, right? Or your mother. But let's say it's not your mother, and it's not your father's wife, but happened to live with her. So then it's mutter. So why is Rabbi Yehuda hold tzasher? The pasuk only says eishas aviv, your father's wife. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, the seed lo yikach ishes ashes aviv, velo yigale knaf aviv. Person can't marry his father's wife, or a woman who had been his father's wife, and not yigale knaf aviv. Knaf shera aviv. Right? Even a knaf that saw his father, meaning somebody the father lived with, even not in marriage. Not his father's wife, but somebody that they, what's it called, they saw each other's erva, meaning that they had relations, a euphemism for their relations, even if it's not the father's wife. Mimai deba anusa ksiv, right? How do you know that that's talking about anusa? That the knaf aviv is talking where the father lived with her out of marriage? Mi luya dikra, because right before that it's talking about the ksiv, and also no isha shokhe dimo lavi hanara chamishim kesef. It's talking about onus. When a person rapes a woman, what he has to do? He has to pay the father. The samech le lo yikachish. And right after that it says, this lo yikachish. And when Rabbanan say, no, it's not right after that. It's a few psukim later. For Rabbanan, he have his samech le kedikamras. If it would be immediately after that, then we would darshan the smuchim. Hashid lo samech le, right, There's a beginning of the pasuk that separates that from lo yigala kanaf aviv. So I don't learn lo yigala kanaf aviv. It has to do with an illness. Smuchim has to be immediately one after the other, according to the Rabbana. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as it's the next pasuk, and it's part of that pasuk, and the two psukim are together, that's enough. And so then, therefore, what the Rabbanan say is talking about lo yigala kanaf aviv. It's talking about living with a woman who was not married to the father, but was before him for Yibum. He was supposed to be Miyabimah. So she already had a Zika, she already had a Kesher to the father. Then you're not allowed to, what's it called, the son is not allowed to live with that woman. Shemara says, because nobody's allowed to live with her. She's a Shomeres Yavam. Right? She's own made for Yibum. So she's not allowed to marry anybody. So she has Yibum or Chalitza. So the son is not the only one who can't marry this woman until she'll have Yibum or Chalitza. So the Gemara says to be over a Tulavim. If the son lives with a Shomeres Yavam, he's over the Isser of Losia Ishas Meis Achutza, Leizar, and he's also over the Isser of Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv.
He's also Ishas Achiyavim.
What?
He's also Ishas
Achiyavim. If she's Eisha Sachi Aviv, right, we'll see one second. There's a Chanami. It's Lav Dav Yishnei Lav. It's an extra Lav too. You're right. We'll see Rashi. No say Adam Anusas Aviv. Shalom Nesra Alav Olamis Ela Eishas Aviv. Right, she's not ushered to him forever. She's ushered to him when the father's married to her, because she's a married woman. But after the father won't be married to her, she's mother. When it says you can't marry your father's wife, it means his wife, not somebody that he had relations with out of marriage. Anusas beno, lav kalosohi, right? If your son had relations with a woman, that's not your daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law is only through marriage. It's a woman that your son had relations with. The ein kala ela mikudeshes ruya lechupa. Kala is only where she, what's it called, the daughter-in-law is only where she was married to your son. It's not one after. Torah says the case of what's it called, of Anusa, and then it says, lo yikach ishes eishes aviv, velo yigale knaf aviv. You want to say the lo yigale knaf aviv is next to the case of Anusa, but it's not. It's separated by Lo Yitach Ishas Eishas Aviv. So if Yehuda holds, that's called Smuchim. Since the two psukim are one after the other, so everything in the pasuk is considered Samuch to the thing before. And the Rabbanan hold, no, it has to be Mamish, the next thing in the Torah, not the next pasuk. Okay. Rashi, we need to get here, the Muchach. Tosa says, somebody says, the lavro of the gimel of it, right? Tosa says, the iser dodoso, the low one of the lavi iser, right? Gemara says, in those ones, it's just like a three lavin, to be over three lavin. Gemara is lavdafka. There is a third lav, like you said, it's dodoso. It's your aunt. Of a Mishnah Torah, my time in the Dorish. Why Takif Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the limud of Smuchim in the rest of the Torah? Why does he hold it in Mishnah Torah? Right? Iboy Yaseima Mishum de Muchach. So some learn that it means in this specific case it's Muchach. The Iboy Yaseima Mishum de Mufni, or because there's you don't need this limud for anything else. It's either Muchach from the fact that they're together. We'll see in one second what that means. That therefore you have to darshan it, or because it's mufna. Mufna means there's nothing else to learn from it. Iboy say mishim the mucha, dimkein lichtavei rachmana gabi arayis. Right? If it wouldn't be to tell me that you're allowed, what's it called, that it's usher to marry Anusa Soviet, that's why I put it next to Anusa, then don't tell me it over here. Tell me it by the parish of Arayis in Achrimos or in Kedosha. Why is it over here in Mishnah Torah? mention it with the other places where it says Arayas. Why did it say it specifically? In order to put it some of to the case of Anusa, so I'll know that it's Asim. The Iboy is saying we should the Mufni, right? Because there's nothing else to learn from it. Kim Kain Lichtov Rachman Lo Yikach Ishus Ishus Aviv Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv Lomeli. Let the Torah just say Lo Yikach Ishus Ishus Aviv. If it's only means to tell me that a woman that your father married, if it doesn't include a woman that your father's not married to, why does it say Bechlal Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv? Just tell me you're not allowed to marry a woman that your father was married to, and I'll know that a woman your father wasn't married to is okay. If it's coming to tell me what's it called? Why would it be? Why would you need this case of Yigala Knaf Aviv? It must be that to tell me this halacha. La Melish, Mami Noach, La Fnuye. Rashi, Memuchach, Muchal Midrashino Adori Misamchinu. It's clear that you have to darshan them. Otherwise, it wouldn't have put it here. It only put it here to darshan the two from each other. Lichtevei Rachmona Lahilo Yigala Knaf Aviv Lagabi Arayis. Because if it just came to tell me the halacha, and not that it has to be next to the thing over here, don't put it over here. It doesn't belong here. It belongs back in Parshas Achrei Moser Kedoshim. Ilit Fuye Lavi Gabi Eishas Avkos. If it just came to tell me that there's more Isurim, put it where the Ikar one was. Don't put it in Dvorim. The fact that it put it over here must be to put it close to this case. Okay. Lafnuye. Or the fact that what's it called? The Torah said Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv altogether, didn't have to mention altogether. If the Isra is only Ashes Aviv, just say that. Why did it say it? To tell me that it's connected to the Anusa, and this is what's it called, even Anusa's Aviv is Asher.